But also, this indicates that a person is working against himself. All these lines and these lines, which makes
it confusing.
Nee, dat je gewoon jezelf blokkeert ook.
Blokt jezelf?
Can you see that?
I don't feel any blocks.
No.
Yes, do what you want.
It's not my fault.
We're enjoying you.
Go to heaven.
What little chance you had before is lost by holding my hand. Now hell is for sure. So what is my future?
Yeah, what's his future?
Eternity.
What is it?
Will I have money?
There's no money. You can't see that in the hand.
You can't see money in the hand. Whatever you see, travel.
But very connected to your parents.
My parents, yeah. My mother died when I was 7 days old.
Yes.
My mother died when I was 7 days old. I never saw my father. I think I saw him maybe 10, 12 times in my entire life.
You know, that your parents, it's a very, very extreme situation to come from, because you don't have that projection, you don't have that parental...
If my mother had lived, she would have committed every hour on the hour. So it was good.
I think it's good.
But and being a boy like me.
Maybe your parents are guiding you.
Go ahead. I'm a well-known subject. A palmist, an astrologer, a doctor, acupuncturist, painter, writer.
Excuse me. She adores your energy.
My energy? That's not mine, it's life's energy. The same is there, you too. Everybody has the same.
Something special about her?
Huh?
Something special?
You should ask her, not me.
Something special?
Very special.
Yes, why? How?
Special. She's just special.
No pulse at all.
No pulse at all.
She's an acupuncturist.
Yes.
Very centered.
Sorry?
Centered.
Centered.
What?
Selfish. You're very centered.
I mean, you can feel it on the pulse.
What is that part?
Very centered. You're very centered person.
Not spaced out. Not spaced out.
Oh, not spaced out. Spaced out. No. No. Certainly not. So, no travels for me, no money for me?
It's there. Anything you wish is always there. can you remember the times that you had problems?
No, I have a problem even now.
Can we help you?
Tell me.
We want to help you. What's the problem?
We are the problem. You're not my problem. You're not my problem now. What is it that they expect from me? What do they want to come and discuss these things for me? They are not going to understand. I am not going to make it anything easier. That's the problem. I am not as a problem.
Well, once when you understand, you can't teach anymore.
Hmm?
Once when you understand,
teaching comes to an end. Teaching comes to an end.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
No more teaching.
Yeah. That's it.
You see, teaching implies something that you can use to bring about a change. Otherwise, there is no teaching. Even description of the state also is a method, a technique. If I describe the way I am functioning, then that will be used by you. Simulate these things and experience. You know, there was a time when I thought that everything should be described and talked about in pure and simple physical and physiological terms. It's stripped of all psychological overtones, all religious, spiritual undertones, overtones. But I discovered that many people who listened to me simulated these things and experience these things, so it doesn't matter what you say. So the very description of the way I am functioning is a technique for somebody else, is a method, you know. There is no way out. Nine? So what's happening to the perimason?
To the
perimason, stop.
No? I don't know. No, not yet. Sorry. Sorry. So you skipped that completely?
What?
It's explaining the state as it is.
Not anymore.
No.
It is surprising. I'm talking a lot more here than I have done all this year. Something wrong with Amsterdam.
Good with Amsterdam.
So nowadays I don't talk, you know, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. There are 300 Rajneesh people in California where I live, where I go, not live. 300, all of them came to see me. I had a room half the size of this, my bedroom, my living room, everything there, even a small sofa. 3 or 4 people couldn't sit there, that's all. He said, no, I don't want to see, and then they persisted, and anybody that called more than 5-6 times telephoned me, I relented, all right, come. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and my theme song was Go Back to Your Room. That's where you will get some help and not here. Oh, no, curiosity brings people in. They're all floating around. They call them divorcees. And widows of Krishnamurti, a lot of them. Those are recent years, 50 years, 60 years. No, I'm not attacking, not interested in saying anything about those teachers, but it has not helped you. If there is anything to the great tradition of India, that's what I tell all these people, the great custodians of great heritage of India, has it helped you? It has not helped you. You are the product of that culture, that heritage. Forget about the heritage of India. You are no good. If it has helped you, you won't come to me. Obviously it has not. Shopping around people. That's all that I point out. You will get a lot more there than here. I don't want to start again.
Everybody seems to expect. You can't disappoint
them. I'll disappoint myself if I do it. I can go away tomorrow or today.
Yeah.
What, sir? You deserted us here? Huh? 10 minutes? You don't seem to be.
You missed a lot.
Yeah, how much though?
Very much. You record Why are
you laughing?
At my bomb, my chart, volumes written for easy for real. Your energy is not correct. It's moving, you see. Yes, in the wrong direction. Yours, yes.
It's going the wrong direction?
Yes, come on, pull it. Pull it this way, yes.
What way is it?
Do it again.
Like this?
Yes.
It's painful.
Painful is
not correct. Okay. I don't know what it is. I'm not taking it So what do you see the difference?
They say this is the hand one incarnates with, like the blueprint, and this is
what you make out of it, you use all the details and all that for treatment.
But I cannot tell you. I mean, I can already observe or see it, but I cannot tell you.
Yeah, not much.
It's very rich. Very rich. Like, for instance, what you mainly see is this is the headline, the way that the thing is developed, and there's a big star in the air. And the other hand doesn't have that. Is that? No? Look, see, yeah, this is an extreme.
Sign of luck, and that's how you came in the world.
A lot of stars in there. Yeah, this is a mystical cross, they call it. There's cross here. I mean, it's just the headline is separated from the light, which means if you incarnate, it's very with much of a total own thinking, like. But then the lines are connected. They say that's the parental influence on the child. Then when there is cross lines to the headline, like a headline, and then it goes on. Maybe they guide you from another level of existence without you knowing it.
Never had anything to do with my parents.
What? No, but that's the case.
Not necessarily father and mother, see, grandparents.
influences tremendous on me. My mother's father and mother, most so.
Yeah.
So
it
doesn't have to.
Yeah.
It's bad in the way.
All right.
Very great influence.
But what I.
In my whole search, in my whole development, in the course of my life,
positive.
Yeah.
So you say that I'm very wise? Or?
Wise, I don't think so.
There's one thing I'm interested in, of course, I always hear when they say that somebody becomes enlightened, that it is a definite, a sudden thing. It's not a gradual.
Not gradual, it is sudden.
Yeah. And they say it is a big influence on the body chemistry.
Yeah.
And that the body, it has to be able to deal with that energy.
It can, and it has to deal with it.
Yeah, but
so, but you cannot prepare the body to receive that one day we are going to receive. There's nothing that you need to do to prepare the body for
but
that.
What
so
does
all
it mean?
This yoga business, all that they are doing, the spiritual practices, they have.
Okay, but what does it?
If it cannot take it, it goes. So it cannot go unless it's ready. It cannot happen. You see. Unless the body is in a condition to take it, but the Hindu tradition says, but they interpret it in a different way. See, within 72 hours the fellow is dead. See, the fact that a man survives 72 years means that that fellow has a message for mankind, whether he likes it or not, whether he knows it or not. You see, that is the traditional belief in India. If you don't go within 72 hours, some people give it even 21 days. The 3 days, that's all. The body, it's going to be a tremendous thing for the, difficult for the body to take it.
Right.
It's
so
like
is it something that is
like an explosion?
Yeah.
So the whole chemistry of the body changes.
Right.
Well, every nerve in your body, every cell in your body is blasted by that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, but then how can you say to people you are enlightened? Because
I don't say.
Oh, I
don't. No, but you see, in the sense that you are already enlightened because it is not something that will happen. The body is freed from the stranglehold of the thought. It's a happening, it's an event,
right,
which has no cause.
No.
It's an a causal thing.
So the human himself
so
cannot
that,
do anything
that nothing,
for it.
Nothing, you can't do a thing, you see. So you are programmed that way, genetically programmed that way, you see. So not that you can do something.
So
you are
all
born
we're talking about it is...
That is why no teacher has created another teacher like him.
But the sitting
no, but
person, just the being with the person who is in that space...
Can't help you.
Amazing.
But how does it happen then, when nothing helps?
Nobody knows. You see, you want to know the cause, so that you can make it happen. That's the idea.
No, it's more to be prepared, like when I...
No, there is nothing that you can or you have to do to be prepared.
So you can miss it, you can also know...
No.
Wow.
Yeah. And such an individual cannot, you see, prepare another person. Because if it happens, it will be completely and totally different.
It's not boring.
Totally different. It's not something that you can produce on an assembly line.
But does it happen to
because
me?
You are different. Your background is different.
I know, but we can also learn how to read, how to write.
That you can do, but this you cannot.
Yeah. But can you make circumstances favorable?
You
are coming.
Now they are saying something very strange. That is, all these genetics, you see, who are emphasizing that everything is genetically controlled. You see, the genes push you into a situation where the environment is congenial for it. It creates the situation or moves away from the situation where they cannot, you see, bloom, blossom. So they move away, like the animals, you know, they move away and go to an environment where the environment is highly suitable for the grooming.
Yeah.
See, that's what they are saying now. So you are born in one place, you are thrown altogether in a different place. See, if my mother had lived, you see, I would the environment would have been quite different. You see, so her death in a way placed me in a different environment. You know, and prepared the ground for it.
Yeah.
Ground for, not for this to happen. The necessity for this individual to question that, you see, it was too much. You asked me a question about meditation, you see. My grandfather was a theosophist. He knew all the founders of the Theosophical Society, the whole series of leaders. Every religious man visited my place, you see. I was in such an environment where I had an opportunity to watch these people, you see, to question them. You see, this the beginning of my interest in meditation, this fellow, my grandfather, you know, 70 or something, he had a separate room for his meditation. He was meditating. And one day, a little child turned off her own chair and started crying. I was 7 or 8 years old or something like that, or 12 maybe. And that fellow came down and started beating this child. And this child almost turned blue. That was the beginning of my meditation. I did not condemn meditation. I did not reject meditation. I must find out why people meditate, what meditation can do to an individual. If this man is meditating, what is the good of his meditation? He comes and beats this stone off here, or says something funny, something wrong here, something wrong here, something. The things just don't fit in. So I did not become a reactionary. On the other hand, I wanted to find out for myself and by myself, practice every kind of meditation, do everything that I am asked to do, and find out for myself if there is anything to the meditation. See, like that, that was my meditation, you know. I am violent, you see. I am this and why, you see, they want me to be that. Why they want me to be free from violence. I am violent. See, this is a reality for me, you know. This was my very strange meditation, my whole life. I give you very crude examples. You see, I was about to make love to my wife. And then, you see, a two-year-old child started crying. You won't believe that. I wanted to strangle that child. Then, you see, what is this? You see, why you want to do that to your own child, which is important? The lovemaking is important to harm the child. That was the meditation for me. You see, something is this funny here. You see, not on Brahman, not on truth, not on reality. These were my problems, you see. Something wrong somewhere, it doesn't fit in, you see. So, what is wrong here, you know? I question the techniques. If you question the techniques, you question the master, the teacher himself. So, it doesn't matter, I want to question that. You see, reject him. So, you can't reject the thing without trying, you see, test the validity for yourself and by yourself. You can't, you see, that was my... If you want to try a thing, try it, you see, to the end, you see, and find out what that can do, what it cannot do, why you cannot achieve the goals you set before yourself, like that, you see, that was my meditation. Not all the other techniques of that, nothing, you see, these things, simple things like this, you see, so there is...
Inquiry.
What, huh?
Inquiry.
Not inquiry, you see. Let me try all the systems of meditation. If you do one, you have seen all of them, you see. You don't have to practice 150 varieties, methods and techniques. Every one, you see, you you are finished with it. All of them, variations of the same. If you have seen one, you have seen them all. So I don't have to...
I have a question. How come that people that are so-called enlightened, and like Nisargadatta, he had followers, and there were people that he pushed them through the last, they say, teacher pushes you through the last barrier, through the last...
He has not succeeded. The claimants you forget. It is not that this man can help him, push him there, you know. If there is anything to that man, he cannot create another Nisargadatta. We don't want another Nisargadatta.
No, okay.
We don't want another Buddha. We don't want another Jesus.
I know, but there's this one fellow.
See, those people cannot accept, you see, anybody else there. See, Buddha, you can be a Buddhist, but there cannot be another. Theoretically, they say, you see, the possibility of becoming a Buddha is there in every individual. Theoretically, they say, but actually and factually, they would not tolerate anybody else, you see, calling Buddha, but he will not be accepted in that form.
No, but I have this question, like this man, he's a Dutchman, Alexander Smith, and he was with Nisargadatta. And when he was with Nisargadatta, he really pushed him through a last ego belief, through a last shit.
I don't know anything about this.
Doesn't matter.
Smith or anybody, nobody can push you there.
Yuji, I believe you have met Nisargadatta
yes.
once.
It was a funny incident, you see. That fellow who published the book, what was his name? Friedman. Original book. You see, he created... a situation where we both found ourselves there. It was a deliberately planned thing. I did not know that. He telephoned me saying that the woman she was living with him at that time was very sick, and then she could not come to see me. I was leaving the next day for Switzerland. She would very much like to see you. Then I said, I'll come to your place if she cannot come. Climb all these steps. I went there. I don't know what he told this Nisargadatta. He was also there.
Uh-huh.
And some of my friends were there. And I didn't know anything about Nisargadatta. So he talked something. And I talked something. He was asking this fellow, Friedman. Friedman, I knew him so very well for so many years. And I answered, and he asked him some questions. The fellow who translated New English, neither English nor Marathi, very well. See, so we talked something. That was it, you see. And then in the end, this fellow asked me, what do you think of that man? He said, I met a man. That was my answer. And then I went away. So to me, the problem is simple. There is no such a thing as enlightenment as far as I am concerned, you see. So if there is no such thing as enlightenment, the question whether a particular individual is enlightened or not is irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. It is irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. Maybe he's enlightened. I don't care. You see, I don't know and I don't care. So I'm not interested, you see. If he claims that he is enlightened, it's a questionable situation. Because man...
But then again, you say enlightenment is happening to you.
Yes, but I don't call myself an enlightened man. I don't know what people call it, you see.
So did that special happening happen to you?
I don't know. He said something about me. It's also in that book, Who Am I or Why Am I? Something.
Huh?
Yes, he said that.
You described this process as a very biological disaster or something.
Yeah, but he said I would stop talking. You know,
and maybe.
Maybe? Good.
Might be.
Huh?
Might be.
Yes, that's what it was. Might
no, he, so, might so even, so he might even stop. I don't know. I don't remember what he said. Anyway, what he says is not important. See, it is something that cannot be produced on an assembly line.
So if you say the enlightenment is happening to every cell of the body...
The potential is there.
So you don't say it happened to you.
The possibility is there, the probability is zero. I don't know if it makes any sense to you. How do you, the possibility of this thing happening, this thing means what? To be yourself. You see, the whole movement in the direction of wanting to be something other than what is there. What is there, the potential that is there in you is unparalleled. There is nothing like that anywhere in the 3.25 billion people we have on this planet. The nature is producing unique species, not no copies. It does not use anything. It's a model nature. See, it is unique. Every individual is unique. That uniqueness cannot express itself, bloom into uniqueness, as long as there is this stranglehold of all these ideations and meditations. You see, so there is no way that you can free yourself. That no. Through any effort or through the help of anybody.
So the statement...
Then you will not go around telling yourself that you are a unique individual. You see, that I am unique, that I am something different. No, not at all. It's there, that's all, you see. Like any other tree, like any other... I don't want to use these mystical phrases. It has no use for itself, it has no use for anybody. If you for some reason find yourself a hot sunny day, go and sit under the shade of a tree, that coconut might fall and split your head into two pieces. So it is not interested in giving you shelter, not interested in protecting you, not interested in giving comfort to you or anything.
So the happening of becoming a light...
It is not becoming. The becoming process ceases there. You see, that's all.
Being is I'm
being, you see, you know, that is a very clever way. Being and becoming, they are one and the same. You see, then if I say be yourself, then you see, another movement begins. You see, how to be myself.
That's all you have to. But then you said it happens to every cell of the body.
It is there, the potential is there, the possibility is there, but the probability is zero because you are doing something all the time.
So how about
that doing is not going to come to an end through your effort or through the help of anyone. That is why the probability of being yourself is zero.
So how about yourself?
If I knew what happened, how it happened to me, I would be telling you, and that is useless.
Okay,
for you.
But you are saying you are not enlightened.
I'm not interested in enlightenment at all.
Right.
The demand to be enlightened is not there anymore. Not that I'm enlightened or because I'm enlightened. I'm not talking of enlightenment. You see, the enlightenment for anybody is in the future. Past, because past people talked about enlightenment. That has become part of your knowledge, and that knowledge demands that you should also be enlightened. Right? Alright, that is the past. So, as far as you are concerned, you know that you are not enlightened and you want to be enlightened. You understand what I'm saying? So, the enlightenment as far as you are concerned is in the future. So, there must be a present before you talk of future. The present is here now. People talk of now, people talk of now, here and now, the present moment. They describe it in poetic language, mystical language, all kinds of nonsense is dished up. You have no way of knowing anything about the present. Because if you say something about the present, it is the past that is in operation here. If you say that I am enlightened, you can be sure that man is a bogus, phony fellow. because he has no way of knowing. So the knowledge about enlightenment is still in operation in him. You understand what I'm saying? So anybody who says that I am a free man, is a fool. He may be very successful, he may be able to seduce all these people, he may be able to attract crowds and crowds of people. You can be certain that if a man says he's enlightened, he's free, and he wants to free you and enlighten you, you don't have to pay any attention to that. It doesn't matter even if he exploits thousands and thousands of people, he's not going to help you at all. Not at all. Not going to help you. So the present does not exist. There is a future. You are going to be enlightened tomorrow. What value is that tomorrow? So when the past comes to an end in you, you are not concerned about enlightenment at all. You will not say that you are enlightened or not enlightened.
So at that moment,
all the knowledge you have about enlightenment ceases.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's a gift. If the past ceases, it's not something you can
do. It is not. How can you, using the same thing, to put an end to what you want to be free from?
Yeah.
This is the thought can never put an end to thought. The knowledge can never put an end to the knowledge. So it is not in your hands. You see, you don't become something extraordinary, something different, something. No. You have no way of knowing anything about it.
No, you have neither.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny.
You don't even know.
No, but you don't know
too. No, that's exactly. At least you see, you think you know. That is why I'm asking. You think you know. That's all that you know. I want you to tell me something about you. You see, if you say that you are not enlightened, we are not playing with words. We are not interested in this clever games that people play. You see, it is not that. You see, you how do you know that you are enlightened or not? Why are you concerned about this business of enlightenment?
Because
why?
It's a concept, because I tell myself or I think I'm unhappy. So
yes. So you want, you think that enlightenment will give you happiness.
Yeah.
It's true, otherwise you can't be interested in that.
Yeah.
That you will have pleasure without pain. That's why you see that is the ultimate pleasure. That is what all these jokers are selling you. Shoddy piece of goods in the marketplace. Telling you that if you are enlightened, your problems will be solved. I tell you, if you are unlucky to stumble into this kind of a thing, I used to say if you are lucky, if you are unlucky, it would blast everything. You can't have one and be free from the other. They all go together. It wipes out everything, including your demand for enlightenment. You know? It wipes out, you see, it is a very dangerous thing, don't play with it. If you play with that fire, it will burn you. I'm warning you, you see. Be content with your misery, live in misery, die in misery, and have these problems, enjoy. True, you see, you know. But this you do is not in your hands. It is not going to be of any help to you at all. Because it wipes out everything, pleasure of every kind is finished for you. My daughter was there lying. She was talking some nonsense to me. I am your daughter. Her dog was lying there. You see, I don't see any difference between that bitch and this bitch, I said. You call your daughter a bitch? Yes, I don't see any difference between you. I introduce you as my daughter. This is my daughter. What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything to me. There's no, what does daughter mean? Is the meaning of the word is all that is there. The dictionary meaning is all that I have for my daughter, you see. They can't take it, you see. I don't even want to see them. They come once in a while and they start all this sentimental nonsense. I am your daughter. My daughter. My father, my wife, my, the whole thing is wiped out.
Yeah.
What you, all this and heaven too. That's what you want. All that you have, you want it and heaven too. You see, if the heaven comes here, it wipes out everything.
And after death has happened,
can no relationships.
No, but
finished.
Can you, after death has happened, can you still recognize?
Sure, I recognize.
daughter, but what
does it mean? Can you still recognize our feelings, all our worries, our happiness, our sorrow, our misery?
Yeah, I am in the same awkward situation as you are. I really don't know how you are functioning. Just the way you don't know how I am functioning, there is no meaning in carrying on this. I really don't know what your problems are. I never had these problems for me in my life. So how can I understand your problems? I have no reference point there. You were also like that. You lived with a woman. You were married. You had children. You had all these problems. You see, all there is no before and after, because I cannot fix a point and say this is it and it was like that before. It's not like the laundry wash before and after.
We don't have any relationship with our problems, but it seems that it started with one cow, and every year it seems that you have a better feeling for our problems.
No.
Every year better.
Listen, I don't give a damn for you. I tell you, you can rot in hell for the rest of your life lives to come.
But every year
the common decencies, ordinary decencies, elementary manners, elementary things that I observe, you see. So even if you think that I am crude and uncivilized, it doesn't matter, you see. That's all. I have no relationship whatsoever with anybody. And yet, you see, I cannot be separate from you. You see that where will I go? What will I do? For me, this is the only reality. There is no other reality. This is the only world for me. That is why I am saying this is all that is there for you. Nothing else.
You can't separate from
us. No. That is why I am with you. I am not staying in a cave. I have to talk to you. I can't observe silence. When you talk, you see, I understand your problem. Why do you have all these questions? Why I don't have all these questions? You see, then I try to talk, you see, explain it to you. Why I don't have these questions?
Why did I put you in a situation that you have to talk?
Why you are asking me? You are asking
because,
me.
That's for us a signal that you teach. I mean,
what is the teaching?
Why is it necessary for you that you have to?
Why has it become a problem to you? Why I am talking? Instead of asking the basic question, why the hell you are here?
Well, if you can recognize that you can help us, we maybe can recognize.
I recognize you very well. What do you mean I don't recognize you? I can't recognize
you. If you can't recognize for yourself that you can help us, we have to recognize that you can help us.
Listen, no, whatever the knowledge can tell me, I know that you are a woman, I am a man. That I know. That you have a red sweater and I have a
yellow color.
This, you see, your question brings the knowledge I have about the things. If you ask me a question, the answer is whatever knowledge I have about that is all that is there. Nothing more. You want to know more. This is all that is there. This is the only reality. There is no other reality. So if you limit, you see, to this reality, then you will be surprised that you don't even know what this is, what this reality is all about. You have no way of experiencing the reality of things that you have taken for granted. You will be in trouble there. And yet I have to use, you see, the knowledge I have about things, what the society has imposed on this, for purposes of functioning in this world intelligently. I call that my daughter, this is my father, that's my brother, you see, but the relationship you have, the image you have around that, you see, the daughter, the wife, the husband, that is, the image is finished, you see, the image making thing is wiped out. Not only that, physical image also is wiped out. What? The image is only the physical image. You see, as long as, you see, the camera, he is exposed to that, you see. The image of that is there on the retina. So if it turns this side, the whole thing is white. So in exactly the same way, all the other ideas about relationships, about everything, you see, as long as it is not there, it is finished. I can describe, you see, what is bothering me is, you see, if I ran into you in the streets, I wouldn't recognize you. You see, you know, something this is, has changed in you. These two things don't tally. The picture that is there in the computer and the picture that is there in front of me, they are not tallying. So I am asking, you see, is there some change in her? Does she look like the same? As I was telling, you see, also is him. She is different, you see. So how do I know the difference? Because these two pictures are not, maybe your hairstyle is different or your face has changed or I don't know what it is. So this is going on, you see, for some time because these two things don't tell you, sir. I wanted to ask you, you see, but I also told you, remember this, you see, there's some change in her, what it is, I was asking him. Because this picture that is there in the computer and the picture that is now there in front of me, there is some difference between the two. So this is all that I'm thinking about. What is the difference? Why is there different? I can't find out the answer, so I ask him. That's all, it is very simple. So any imagination, projection has no meaning to me. See, maybe because of this, maybe because of that. All that doesn't come into the picture. So the image-making structure is absent, so you don't make any images. So I must have an image of myself. Then I have an image of yourself. You see, your relationships are between these two images. Mm-hmm. But the images are changing. Huh? See, the image you have of not necessarily the persons. When I talk of relationship, I am not necessarily limiting it to your relationship with persons. The relationship with yourself, the relationship with the things around you, the relationship with the ideas you have, all this is not the individuals alone, you see, or the relationships, the whole thing is my favorite. It is out of compassion, your favorite word, that this is a dangerous thing you are playing with. Don't touch this. If you are lucky enough, you will have it. Otherwise, don't play with this. Don't waste all your time. You are not going to listen to me anyway, you see. So that's all that I can say. You see, this is the only reality that is there and you have to live with this and end this. Nothing else is there.
What situation is, you don't have any conflict without problems. You don't see any difference between yourself and us. You can't separate, and we don't have a den.
All right, you see, that is dangerous for you.
It's a strange situation.
No, not a strange situation. That is very dangerous for you.
Yes.
Yes, you don't want to be like this. The whole thing is finished for you. So why you want this? I can't understand. What I wanted, imagined, was quite different.
If I want to have a neighbor.
Yeah, you have a very good friendly neighbor who will do anything for the neighbor. Not because I have to do, not because of good neighborliness. Whatever demand is there, it's forthcoming. A good friendly neighbor you will have. Understanding. That's all. That's all. Other than that, no relationship, no dependence, you see. Nothing. No relationship, no dependence, you see. Nothing. Whatever is there happening. We were taking a walk in San Francisco with a friend of mine. Some drunkard came and dying for coffee or tea or something. He asked, "What my hand?" And it happened to be a $20 bill. Gave it to him. My friend said, "You talk against this charity. Why you have given?" I said, "That fellow is in misery. He will drink and forget his miseries for a few hours. Why do you bother about it?" You know. Yeah. "Why you give 20? You see, I put my hand and gave it to him. Go and drink. You see, not, I will not make that, you see, turn that into an institution or go about, you see, starting an organization. Nothing. You see, it's finished. That was the... That's all I had in my pocket. I didn't have money to go back. The car was there to take me home. So you see, nothing can be institutionalized, you see. So I don't know how I act in a different situation. I can't say, I can't give a discourse, you see, what I would do in a given situation. I don't know. Probably, if somebody comes with a gun, what would you do? Probably I would kill him. I don't talk of non-violence, I don't know what I would do. When this fellow came, you see, with a gun to kill me, you see, in Bombay, you're advising my movie star, we have spent $4 million on this movie. You're advising her to quit. I say, I'm not advising her to quit, you see. I'm going to shoot you, he said, is that loaded? The fellow was taken aback. He was not frightened. Is that loaded or you are just threatening me? I finished, you see. Anyway, that film was a flop. $4 million finished. Went down the drain. So you can drag a horse into the water, but you can't force it. You see, to drink the water, what can you do? I did not advise anybody. That's not my problem, you see. So, how can you say such things? Some people can. All these things, with the big sticks, you beat me. You are saying some nasty things about Hinduism, about Sai Baba, all kinds of things, you see. There is not one redeeming thing about your great Hinduism, I said. It was there in the Bible. This is all them came. I said, what do you know of your Hinduism? You don't know anything. And all these sticks, you think you can defend yourself? One machine gun will wipe you all out. You come and tell me what you know your Hinduism. These people, I met so many situations. So I don't know what I would do. One woman came and said, supposing you see, I do something, I try to rape you. She used the word American. What would you do? I said, try it. Try it and then we'll see. Hypothetical situation, what is the point in discussing these things? Some very awkward situation. I would rape you. But try it, lady, madam. We'll see what happens. Why hypothetical? I don't know what I would do. I can't say how I would act in a given situation. It's not possible.
Was she attractive?
I don't even know. You are going a little step.
I would take the chance if it's nice lady.
I don't know.
But does that still exist to you, that people are less or more attractive?
I don't think so. The whole chemistry of your body changes. The hormones change. You see, who is normal, who is abnormal? It's very difficult to say. Am I abnormal or normal? You see, you can't take this as a model. That's where we have done the greatest mischief in this world. We really don't know what happened to them. If they were celibates like Jesus, like all those people, you see. Everybody should, you see, deny sex, you know, so that you can become a spiritual man. See, it is totally unrelated to that. All the modern trend is, you see, to indulge in sex, through sex or through homosexuality you become an enlightenment. God knows what. So the indulgence and denial of sex has nothing to do with this at all. Some chemical change takes place. This is an abnormal situation. It's not a normal situation at all. So who is normal? You are normal or I am normal? We really don't know. So this is an abnormal situation from the normal situation. So this individual cannot be a model for the rest of mankind. That is why we have created this lopsided civilization, lopsided culture. Demanding everybody should be, you see, like Jesus, like Buddha, like it's just not possible.
But is it so that in this time of age, more people become enlightened?
No.
not necessary. The world can survive or go. The world will go in any case. Enlightened people are not. There is nothing. We cannot reverse the trend we have set in motion. Somewhere along the line of evolution, the human species, I would put it that way, experience this self-consciousness, separated himself from the rest of things. That their seeds were sown, a complete total destruction of everything that nature has created, elaborately created. It may not happen. I am not a prophet of doom. But there is no way that you can reverse it. You can see it in yourself, the impossibility, you know, of doing anything about what is happening there. So the world is not different from that. It's always tomorrow, the peace. The peace of mind you are interested in. You see, is it tomorrow and not now? Why is it not possible for you to be full of love, full of this, that and the other? Why does it have to be tomorrow or in your next life? You see that for yourself. So there isn't going to be any peace in this world. Because you are not, you see, if you are at peace with yourself, you will become a threat. They will liquidate you. I am not a threat because I am not, you see, giving lectures on the platform, organizing anything. The moment you become a threat, that means they will liquidate you, destroy you. So a man at peace, a man and a woman, a person who is at peace with himself is a threat to the society. I am a threat to the way you are functioning, the way you are experiencing, the way you are functioning. That's why you are always translating everything I am saying into that framework, strengthening and fortifying that you have to do it. You know? Everything I am saying is a threat to that, the way you are functioning. Every statement of mine is a threat. So you are translating it, interpreting it and fitting it to that framework and strengthening and fortifying it. So it's better to avoid these people. Run away from them. Go to some guru. Bye-bye. Now you see, this enters your system. This virus, you cannot, there is nothing that you can do. Don't let this virus enter your system. The whole mankind came out of a virus, they say. Disease.
At the same time, I think we are as innocent and as helpless as you are.
No, you are not. Yes, but you accept that innocence. There is no point in saying accept or live with or I don't know. Why are we talking again second time?
You make it so exciting that you can't say, wait, it's clear.
Yeah?
It's unfair what you're doing. You don't give us the chance to walk away. You make it so, you know.
Attractive. Amazing. Amazing. I am singing my own song here. You don't know the melody, you don't know the tune, you don't know the lyric.
Have you ever seen yourself on television or on video?
That's too much. I am trying to avoid all the time.
But you have seen yourself once?
Yes, all the time now.
What do you mean all the time now?
There are so many videos made in America.
This is a cozy gathering, huh?
Huh?
It's a cozy gathering.
This one?
Oh. You don't have likes or unlikes.
Oh, no. Come on, likes and dislikes. You see, you will never be free from your likes and dislikes.
You will never be
free from your conditioning, no matter who says what. You see, conditioning is intelligence. It's good you are conditioned that way. It's good for you. Otherwise, you will be in trouble. So, likes and dislikes, what is wrong with it? You see, nothing wrong. As long as they don't influence your actions, Your likes and dislikes, I like, you see, faded colors. I don't like dark, deep colors. I always had a problem with my wife. She was wearing deep, dark colored saris. I always bought her very fading colors. What is it? That's that what I wear? Yeah, that is 25 years ago, 30 years ago, story. So, you see, likes, even today my likes and dislikes are there. If I go to a supermarket, my hand automatically goes, you see, to
candies.
Not candy, white. What is that yogurt I have there? In brown cow yogurt with maple syrup. Always. If it is not there, and then the next choice is some jonang with some prunes or something. Order. If it is not there, you don't bother. If it is there, you almost automatically go and pick up the same thing. The colors, the same thing. It's not a problem like that. They don't influence my actions. It makes it easy. If your condition is simple, you know, why bother about it? You forget that anything you do to free yourself from conditioning is a conditioning factor. You are conditioning yourself in a different way. A new language you learn, look at things and experience things differently. So, what time is it now?
12.
No. No.
10:45.
Huh?
Yeah.
10:45. This is yesterday. In England, it is only 9:45.
That's how good.
In America, it is breakfast time. So, we think. It's crazy, you know. They travel 4.5 hours behind, 4.5 hours. Ahead is just crazy, you know. Suddenly you find that where are we? See, it's 4.5 hours. India is 4.5 hours behind. Sydney is 9 hours ahead. California, you have somebody having breakfast in some other place. Dinner. All these are all, you see, arbitrary time and very sun rising, very sun setting. We really don't know. The sun is neither setting nor rising.
No, the earth is turning.
Yes, the earth, God makes you think that the earth is turning. We were made to believe that the earth was like an orange round ball. Now it is flat on the top. It's like a pear now. You see, the new theory is coming in. If you travel, you see, these days it's very, I don't know. If you travel from San Francisco to Tokyo or Australia, you leave on Wednesday, arrive on Friday. What happens to the Thursday? It just disappears. And if you travel the other way, you leave this morning and arrive the previous evening there in San Francisco. Oh, it's a crazy world. True. What happens to the Thursday? You leave on Friday and arrive on leave on Wednesday, arrive on Friday. What happens to you? It was Thursday and one day is gone. And the other way you gain one day. Strange things. Or if now at least we have these very fast planes. Once I left Christchurch in New Zealand, through all the way, you see, to Calcutta, 24 hours light. What is the darkness you are talking about? Where is the night? All the 24 hours light.
Sure.
So things are changing, so our ideas also have to change. Where is west, where is east, and what measurements, all arbitrary.
Yeah, it's a false matter. Those are appointments we have made.
For purposes of, arranging things and stuff.
Sure. I mean, what is money then?
Paper. But each paper
can get
10, 20, 30. What is money? Money is money. We don't get into that area. It's too dangerous.
You can play with it.
It happens to be only subject industry. It's very much
interesting. I'm interested, very much interested.
You like it?
I know the value of money more than anybody else.
Really? Nice thing for you?
No. I have no use for money. Except for traveling.
Sorry, travel. Why do you travel?
Because there is money to travel.
You don't travel?
No. I don't like
you
to
do
travel.
Things against what you, so you do like and
I
don't
do
like.
Things I don't care for, I don't like. I didn't want to come here, I am here. It's a crazy thing.
You're invited.
I'm invited everywhere. So why Amsterdam? Huh? I go to the travel agent or the airline office, put as many places as you can in the route. Get the maximum out of what you pay.
Have you already bought the whole ticket?
Yes.
So where are you going next?
From here. Okay. I need to narrate to the whole find a way I'm going. Zurich and then Toronto, New York, Buenos Aires, and then where's Montevideo, Sao Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Bombay, and from Bombay I go to Singapore, Perth,
and then anywhere
Sydney,
for a while?
No, not more than
just
a week.
Just enjoy the sunset and
the there is sunset, wherever I go there is sunset. Sunset, sun. You see like the, what is that story of Alice in Wonderland, the Red Queen. You have to keep running to keep still where you are or something, you see, but keep running. Because I don't have any place, I have to keep moving.
You don't want to?
And no want. I've done it all my life. My travels started when I was 11 days old. Since then I have been traveling. And I don't like traveling. The difficulty of choosing place, where do I live? I have been everywhere in the world. Where? Amsterdam will not be the place. I am asking, he wants to adopt me. So that he can
so
get
you're
more money.
So you are also not in a situation that you can fall in love or anything?
Too late.
Who says? My mother is 76. She's mad.
I'm not your mother.
No. I mean, when you fall in love, you have a place to go.
And what about the trouble afterwards?
Who says?
No?
No.
Falling in love is the end of love.
Well, okay. No, we don't play with that one.
Oh, we don't go into that subject, very delicate subject.
Anyway, your hormones have changed, so you have no chance anymore.
No chance. That's why I'm eating chocolate.
It's so easy that just your hormones change, that you can bring your life to the law by an injection.
That's what they say.
That's what you said in the book.
Not me.
Well, that's what they said, that you said in the book.
That's some book I repeat, whatever. I don't know. Eating chocolate, you see, and falling in love produce the same chemical changes.
So if that is true, why isn't there an injection to get in line with the whole chemistry?
They will find out one of these days. It's not very easy. All your problems will be solved through genetic engineering in the future. You don't need gurus. You don't need enlightened people. They already have ecstasy and then pleasure pills and all that. You can have pleasure. You're taking a pill.
Yeah, but you say pleasure and pain does not exist
anymore. Afterwards you get the pain. You fall in love and from then on the misery of you pay the price, everybody.
I never hear you talk about awareness, for instance. It's such a beautiful world, a word in this...
You tell me something about it. All cats, dogs, pigs, birds, they are all in a state of choiceless awareness.
That's not conscious.
Consciousness doesn't exist, madam. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I'm
physically.
I can handle you. Don't worry.
Oh, I know.